I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Comedian George Wallace, he's a comedy legend. He is in town this weekend for four shows on Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Helium. Tonight, too, actually. George Wallace, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I feel good all over. I just tell you, as somebody said something stupid, you know what they said?
What?
It's raining outside.
Yeah, that is kind of stupid,
it is,
isn't it?
Outside. Where else would it be raining? That's why you can. I'm still wearing my poncho. Is this a poncho?
It is a poncho.
I have a friend named Alex, and then we grab the
Alex Rich, our friend.
The garbage bags.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I made a poncho. And you know, they charge $15 for these at the stadium?
Yeah. That does not shock me. Does not shock me at all. But you were over at Chris's having a little lunch.
We had some lunch over there. Guess what I had, dude?
What did you have?
I had some grits with sausage in it and egg. It was my breakfast. It was really
Was it good?
Really good? And they had jalapenos in there.
Nice. That
Wonderful.
Does sound good.
And that's the best meal I ever had in St. Louis.
You're a barbecue guy, though, aren't you?
I love barbecue.
We got good barbecue here. Right?
Yeah. I go to Pappy's. I haven't been to Pappy's yet, but and I'm going to go
Sugar
to
Fire. You got to check Sugar Fire out. That's a good one. Pappy's Sugar legendary Sugar Fire Smokehouse.
Yeah,
Alex would vouch for that.
Too. You know, sometimes you don't, you're just saying you're old, but people call, I have all kinds of names now. Somebody called, in New York City, somebody called me Sarge the other day, and then they called me, what's the other one, Boss.
Oh, yeah?
And then, then somebody called me OG, that's right.
Well,
OG.
You are the OG, right? Come
and
on.
Then some kids called me the other day, Unc. I told them, I don't know about your Unc, but there's a good chance I might be your real daddy. So,
so there is that chance. Look, I don't know my biological father, so there's a possibility there. Should we do a little DNA test?
You know, that's another thing I want to talk about. I think everybody in America should have a DNA test. Because you don't know this, Alex. It's a strong possibility that at least 40% of people have the wrong daddy in America.
40%, that's a high number. Yeah, Alex is in the studio with us, but we're keeping him quiet. He was on the show yesterday, so I don't like to involve him too much, George, because
he doesn't have anything to say anyway. You know when they say, let me get my 2 cents worth then?
No.
It's about 2 cents worth. Yeah.
So I got to tell you, just about a month and a half ago, I've been rewatching Seinfeld, and I actually started in the third season, just randomly. I'm on the eighth season, and I'm on like episode 4, but I knew you were coming in, so I had to watch episode, I think it was episode 7 that you're in. You're at the end of that Seinfeld episode. Witchy Woman is a part of the storyline in Desperado, right?
Ooh, Desperado. What do they have to do together, Desperado and Witchy Woman?
Well, because Elaine's boyfriend was like concentrating. He was hypnotized by Desperado, and then you were a surgeon, and you got hypnotized by Witchy Woman.
That's what it was.
Yes.
And I looked up. Let me tell you where the scene came from. So I'm Seinfeld's best friend, right?
I know that. That's crazy, too.
So what happened was when I went to his house, so as an honor, when his first son was born, and we had to, we had to circumcise the baby.
Right, right.
And the father.
Glad you had to do that, not me.
The father and the grandfather had to do it, right?
Right.
But the grandfather was there, so they made me do it. I did.
Are you kidding?
Me and Jerry.
Wow.
And when the rabbi, they got the baby drunk. He's Jewish, you know. Oh,
yeah, no, I get it.
They gave the baby some wine. They put it on a cloth. That thing, what do you call that thing?
Yeah.
And the baby got with some Morgan David Jr. wine or something like that. And the baby, wah, 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 wah. And then the rabbi took his little piece of tool.
Right,
off,
right.
And he went zip.
Yeah.
And cut that thing off. And that's why I say that's the look Jerry wanted. I said, because every day I go to his house, to this day, this boy is 21 years old, to this day, every time I walk in the house, he looks at me like, I know you from somewhere.
you were a surgeon, right?
I know you from, yeah.
So how did you get to know Jerry? Like, you were his best man in his wedding, right?
This is true. We're still best friends to this day. I'm the real George. I'm his roommate for 13 years. We started together.
Were you really his roommate for 13 years? That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
13 years.
We were roommates for 13 years, and we're still best friends to this day. I bet you if I look at my phone, I have had 3 calls already.
Can we just call him right now? Can we just?
No, because he's an introvert, and he doesn't like
He's coming here to St. Louis in a couple of months.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to that show for sure.
damn it, I got to get somebody else in for free.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, you're going to have to. Cool. Me and Alex will go together.
Is he at Pollard Hall? Is that Pollard Hall I used to work
at? Powell Hall is a beautiful place. He's at the Fox, I think, which is the Fox Theater is great.
Don't you think I've been there?
Of course you have. You're George Wallace.
This is back 20 years ago when I was doing the Tonight Show and things like that. And I saw that. I cried. That's the first place I ever cried. I said, where the hell are all these people going? And the man said, the promoter said, they come to see you, stupid. And I had no idea, you know. And then I went out front and the name was on the marquee.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful place.
I think there may be, there was five at one time, but I know we got one in Atlanta. We got one here.
Detroit, there was one. Sure. Right.
So that's three for sure. I thought there used to be one in Kansas City, but I'm not. But they're most beautiful, the ones that are left over, the most beautiful theaters in America.
Absolutely. And so
the one in Atlanta, let me give you some history.
I'm born
and raised in Atlanta. So back in the day when I was born, it was segregated. Black people had to climb up outside five flights of stairs to get to the top. And the black people had to watch the shows, the movies, whatever, over the top balcony.
Mm-hmm, right.
So they made us do that. It was segregation. And the white people were down on the front.
Yeah.
But what we did, black people, they can come down there. We can go down there and they can come up there. We would pee in the popcorn cup. Is that enough?
Well, I think that,
is that enough?
Yeah, probably. I think it sums it up right there, right? It does.
Mark, but that's, I'm serious.
Well, I know.
Yeah, because, you know.
Is that why you got emotional? Did you get emotional?
When
you went to the Fox here for the first time?
Like I want to throw a cup down on somebody. No.
No, I thought you said
emotional because I never seen my name on a marquee.
Oh, that,
a big
okay.
Like that.
Yeah, that's
since
cool.
You brought it up.
So how in the world do you get interested in comedy when you're 6 years old? Like, I put headphones on when I was like 11 or 12. I was listening to the radio. I always wanted to be a disc jockey, and that's what I was before talk radio. But how do you kind of get a feeling for being a funny guy at 6 years old?
Do you remember when your parents were playing, they called them party records back in the day?
Yeah.
And they would tell the kids, you go in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go in the room, that's not for you. And we knew something was going on because they were laughing and sometimes we'd be against the wall. But our parents were not that bright. They should have known that as soon as they walked out of that door going to church.
You're listening to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
We put it on too.
Right.
Duh. And so, and the Red Fox, who's from St. Louis?
Red Fox is from here.
He's from here, and I had the pleasure of writing for the Red Fox Show.
Right, I knew that.
George Wallace. It wasn't Sanford & Son, but guess what? I'm connected with the Sanford & Son people right now. Norman Lear, just before he died, I put a show together called Clean Slate. That was with Norman Lear. I'm the last show he produced.
That's pretty awesome.
And right now, I'm going to do something new, because I had told him I wanted to. Matter of fact, the last show I did called Clean Slate, it was based off Sanford & Son. It was a what if I had a son that went to New York to do his thing and be who he wanted to be and came back as my daughter. And Laverne Cox played that part.
Nice.
So if you watch Clean Slate, and it didn't go because of the word transgender and it just climbing in America right now from the White House administration to Prime Video being owned by Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
So that word's not good. But it wasn't all about the reason I liked doing the show. It was educating me, George Wallace, as myself. Also educating Harry Slate as a character on how people live in America. And it's just like, are you happy doing what you do? Let people do what they want to do as long as you stay happy.
Yeah.
And then once you get into the show, you'll see that, of course, me being an old black man setting my ways back in those days, I didn't understand it either. But me getting to her style, and she get into my style because I'm black, old black man, set in my ways, and nothing's going to change. But we had to learn how to adapt to each other and learn to love each other. And everything was going kind of crazy. And then she mentioned that I said, well, you got to stay for dinner. She says, I don't know, Pops, but I got to let you know that I'm a vegetarian. That's when all hell broke loose.
That was the dividing line, right there.
Because we eat meat up in there. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Vegetarian, you got to go now. But it turned out to be the show, and everybody loved it. It turned out to be about love and laughter more than how different we are and how great, how much that we're the same.
Yeah.
Clean Slate playing right now on Prime Video. Go to it. But in the meantime, you can see George Wallace at Helium's Comedy Club.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because
tomorrow night.
You got a bunch of shows, right?
Only got four shows. And, you know, people know me from Las Vegas, Nevada. The new Mr. Vegas. You know,
I was going to ask you about that. That's my second home, George. I got to go see out there, too. I go out there a lot. I know.
I've been out there in a while because I went there for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I wound up staying there. I had a residency for 15 years in Las Vegas.
I did know that.
And I own the show. I'm the only black man ever owned the show. I didn't work for the hotels.
That's nice.
I had to do all of the marketing, all of the advertising, because, you know, wanting to be a comedian since 6 years old.
But you were an advertising guy, too, in your background,
You're
weren't
really
you?
You're really learning something now, isn't it?
I don't do much homework on my guests, but
Stop
every once in a while.
Stop putting your hands up like an elves.
Sorry. I'm giving hand signals in here.
You're not going to stop because I told you to stop, right? That's just a funny joke.
I get it.
So I was in advertising at everything at New York City Times Square under the Billboard Spectacle. I was vice president. That's how I made it in Las Vegas, because I knew how to advertise and put your business in the streets.
Yeah.
And I would go to the people, because I'm selling boards anyway with Metro Media and a guy called Douglas Lee. Douglas Lee is the man that invented the smoking, the star at the Times Square that falls down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you call that thing? The crystal ball.
The crystal ball, right.
The
crystal ball for New Year's,
He's also invented the billboards with the smoke. We had the coffee and the smoke coming out, you know, invented that. And so I sold all of that stuff, and I sold all of the bus advertising in the top 10 markets in America.
That's
New York,
nuts.
Detroit, Cleveland,
hey, you know, with Alex in here, he's a salesman. You know, teach him how to sell, because the dude needs a little help, George.
Well,
I'm just
he's learning
you.
Right now, because the first thing you do when you address people, he has a smile. And let me tell you something.
He does
because
have a good
when
smile.
When I first started as a little young black man, I sold rags first. I sold the ShamWow before it had a name.
Mm-hmm.
But as selling advertising in New York City, that's a heavy Jewish community job.
Absolutely, right.
And that's who taught me how to sell advertising and rags. I made a lot of money. Like in 1973, I was making like $75,000 a year. But I tell you what
that's pretty good. 1973, right?
It's good right now.
Well, it is good right now.
Yeah, but look at that old man over there. But it's selling.
That's Tony Scott in our other studio.
You know what you do? It is the smile. When you go in, you can sell anything.
He can smile.
Whatever you do, you're in advertising. You're in business marketing. You're in marketing. Like you,
like
people
what
can
I
see
do?
Your smile over radio. That's what we do.
That's
and
right.
You make people feel good, and that's what life is all about. That's why I encourage everybody to make sure you enjoy your life.
I love this conversation. Alex knows me well enough. Look, and the audience knows I'm kind of a glass half, empty guy.
Uh-huh.
You're the opposite, and I love the energy that you bring, because it makes people like me feel better, George.
Well, I want you to feel better. First of all, is I teach the young people to come to my show, and anybody, most
life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's important. Don't ever forget this. Make sure you enjoy your life. And number two, make sure you travel. Now, here you're going to learn other cultures around the world and learn and know that there's good people everywhere. I learned that when I first went to Germany. I went to Berlin, Germany, when there was a wall.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And I went to East Berlin.
Yes.
And we went to eat, and it was outside. They let you go for a day or something like that. And the waiter and everybody was just as nice to me as And
yeah.
I learned that, and now I hang out in China. My favorite place in the world right now is Shanghai.
Really?
Chongqing and Shenzhen. You
travel a lot. One of your pieces of advice is, and I love this, is don't wait till you're old to travel, right? Because then you can't do the things.
You're 65. That's what they say. When I turn 65, I'm going to retire and travel. But what? You're too old.
Yeah, exactly.
Travel while you're young. Get all of that stuff out of your system. And I'm telling him, he's got a little baby. Alex has a little
Alex
baby.
Alex has a baby on the way.
So he can't travel that much.
Right.
But sometimes you can make enough money to take your baby. Some friends of mine took the kids 4 or 5 years old, just got back from Paris. That's the greatest thing you can do
I love
for
it.
A kid.
I love it. I have two older kids, and I'm trying to get them to travel more. And then I have a little girl, and I'm trying to travel with her. So I think it's important, too. Listen, you are a joy to talk with. I am out of time.
So why are you putting me off?
Well, because I got other things to do, unfortunately. And you got to go visit with Tony also.
I got to visit some other people, too.
Yeah, you do. But look, it's a really thrill to meet you. I'm old enough, to remember Sanford & Sons. I watch Sanford & Sons. I know who all that is. Yeah. And by the way, you were off by a week. If you were here last weekend, you could have seen your Braves. They were here at Busch Stadium.
I knew this. I didn't have to be here. You guys whooped our butts.
Yeah, well, we took 2 out of 3. We needed to do that.
But you came to Atlanta. We took 2 out of 3.
You guys are good.
So, no, we were good. We were 9 games ahead.
You're fine. You're going to be fine.
Each city has, we were number one for 13 years.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, each city has this. You remember, were you living here back in the day when Bruce Sutter and everybody
oh,
was
yeah.
here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I moved here in 1979.
Bruce
Cardinals
Sutter
won the series in 82.
The Braves. He was, oh, my God. Ellie has no idea. And Ozzie Smith is a good. Anybody
Ozzie's
know
awesome.
Ozzie Smith? You tell him
oh,
to
we
come
know
to
Ozzie.
My show. because he came to the show. There used to be a comedy club at the train station many years ago. But I'll
get him a message, okay? I saw him last week, a couple weeks ago.
Anybody you know in St. Louis, you have him come down to Helium's, put some comedy in your life, because there's nothing better. If you're sick, if you have death in the family, come out and put some laugh in your life.
Come and laugh, right? All right. Yeah. Thank you, George Wallace. It was awesome to have you in the studio. I really appreciate it.
You throw me off. Just
yep, I'm throwing George you off. Wallace. Get out of here.
97.1, I'm George Wallace. I love Mark, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, George.
Bye-bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.